Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of What the Fuck You Reading. My name is Kyle Bowne, and this show right here is quite simple because all we do is go around the world and ask the people, yes, the people, what the fuck you reading.
WTF.
Oh my gosh. It's just called Ebola.
Oh, no way.
You should read that. It's crazy.
It's crazy because what? It doesn't sound as if it's just about Ebola. I feel as if there's some conspiracy going on in here. There's something more significant. Can you break down the book?
No. I read it in 1996, actually. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, it's about the outbreak of Ebola in Africa and how long it takes before the disease makes you bleed from the inside. You die, basically. It takes like 12 days once you get it.
Oh, shit.
It was something like that.
Oh, shit. So you read,
yeah.
you read about the actual disease, how it scientifically is killing you. That is dark, man. Why the fuck did you read that? Like, were you trying to be a doctor or something?
No. I just read all kinds of crazy stuff. I used to just do drugs for my whole life.
Okay, cool. Okay, so the drugs led you there. And I fuck with you, man, because you like to read whatever you want by the sounds of it. Whatever. Whatever sounds cool.
Hey, I'm sorry. I had to think about the name of the book. I always just say, refer to it as Ebola.
Oh.
But if you type in Ebola book, it comes up as The Hot Zone. And it was called The Hot Zone. That's right.
Okay, there you go. You learned something old again.
Well, I just recollected. It's called The Hot Zone.
Dude, I might actually read that. It sounds really, really interesting. And I'm one of those people too, man. I fuck with reading just in general, just to escape and find some peace. And ironically,
The Hot Zone. Yeah, so I read that, and immediately I followed up with a book by Ray Bradbury called Dandelion Wine, I believe it was.
How do you remember the chronological order of what you read back in 1998 or whatever? How do you do that? That's something else.
Like I said, I used to trip a lot and do a lot of drugs. So now I'm an electrician for real, in real life. And I do everything, so I'm scattered, but I'm together, if it makes sense.
No, that does.
So I have bins with all kinds of stuff in them. But I know in this bin, even though there's like all this, somebody would look at it that's an organized or a neat freak, probably have possibly a minor stroke or maybe a brain aneurysm, right? But I would just reach in and be like, yellow box on the left side. Underneath there, there's a green box. Inside that green box is a package, a Ziploc baggie. Inside that Ziploc baggie are the quarter-inch screws. You know what I mean?
Okay. Okay. So can we talk
about
it?
But to anybody else, it looks like a disaster.
And this is relative to your experiences with psychedelics and even more drugs, I'm assuming. When did that all start?
Relative to everything I used.
What's your favorite?
I started doing drugs when I was about 15. I did meth a lot.
Whoa, why'd you go
a lot
there?
Of meth? But yeah. I still have all my teeth, and they're still white.
How did you go right to meth at 15? That sounds like meth is more of a poison.
So we were taking these speed pills, right?
Yeah.
We were taking these speed pills, and then some friends of mine got a hold of some ice. Some older guys actually got me hooked on it, you know, when I was about 15. We were drinking a lot, smoking weed. And when I was, by the time I was 16, I grew up in a kind of drug out addict, alcoholic home anyway. By the time I was like 15, I was already selling weed and stuff, you know. Now I have 8 kids of my own, age 16 and under.
Yeah. Okay, so.
But I did, I've been in a lot of trouble in my life, too.
All right,
I did drugs and drank. I did drugs and alcohol for about 8 years straight. I've been sober for 22, almost 23 years now.
Congratulations, man. Wait, was that really insensitive
Thank
for you.
You
to do, saying congratulations? Like, I know it's way bigger than a number in a year. It's some real stuff. That's a
Congrats
lot.
Congrats is great every yeah. time.
Okay, beautiful, man. I'm sending you a lot of love.
Congratulations.
And that's
really yeah.
cool, man. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, but also, I do attribute what I used to do, the expansion of the mind, where I would stay up really long until I started seeing things, then I'd drop 2, 4, 6 hits of acid, no problem. I did a lot of shrooms, ecstasy, cocaine, heroin. I also smoked what they call shroom stick, which is embalming fluid. You dip a cigarette in, it's called wet. I also did some of that stuff. Different types of prescription pills, and lots of weed and lots of hard liquor. Anyhow,
now
I do electric work, right?
Yeah, no, congratulations, you're an electrician. I'm gonna keep asking you about the drugs because I like doing mushrooms. I like doing mushrooms, and for whatever reason, recently I've been saying to myself, you know, maybe I would try, you know, LSD or acid. And a couple of years ago, I'm scared of the name, you know, like I'm not doing those drugs. Like, look at the names, but I'll do mushrooms because again, look at the names. You know, mushrooms sound a little softer.
Yeah.
So, which one should I do first, LSD or acid?
If you can get a hold of the liquid drops, I would do those.
Damn, and what's
the liquid happen? Drops are the best.
What's gonna happen if I take these liquid drops? What am I gonna see?
You won't see anything, but you'll feel very euphoric at the peak of this trip. And then, as long as you're cautious, right? I did it with a friend that got them from Oregon, and everybody took one drop and tripped. Were extremely tripping, right? Well, I'm kind of an extremist as far as
I can tell.
I want to be the one that does one more step ahead of what everybody else did. So I took two hits immediately first. I was like, no, I want two. And he hit me with two. He had this mint bottle with the acid in it. Because the way you make the LSD, I can tell you the whole thing, but I won't say it all. But they use, you know, those gerbil bottles that you feed like a hamster or a gerbil with, those little glass bottles?
Yeah.
They make it in those, essentially. And High Times Magazine actually had... High Times Magazine actually had some seeds that you could buy that you can actually make it with, but I doubt if they still sell those in there or whatever.
I feel as if you were so enamored with drugs, like you're even doing the whole "I'm subscribing to the magazine" centered around drugs, man. You were just again.
Oh yeah, I used to listen to a group called what was that group called? Give me a second here. Total Devastation.
Wow.
Total Devastation. This was 1993-ish. 1993, this band, Total Devastation. Might have been 94. I think it was 93. Total Devastation came out. It was almost like Jamaican sounding music. And they were like, even last day did. You know what I mean? Like, I listened to that over and over and over, and I used to smoke weed in my house, blow through a tube with, like, dryer sheets in the middle, you know what I mean? So try to keep the scent down so that my family couldn't smell it upstairs. Type stuff.
And if this is...
Back to the drops of LSD.
Okay, back, okay.
So anyway, I took two drops,
okay,
and I started tripping really hard.
Oh, damn.
Me and my friend that I was tripping with, we went to this house of this older people that were in their 40s. I was like maybe 22, 21, and he was like 19. So I go to this house. I just walk in. They're sleeping. I wake them up. I'm like, hey, you guys need to trip with me, man. So me and Ben go sit on the couch in the dark, and I turn the TV on. And what's on the TV? Nothing other than the old school Disney Jungle Book, you know?
Beautiful.
It's the... Bare necessities, like it's that dude dancing around on there, right when I turned it on, and it was pretty enthralling, right?
Yeah.
And I had this ex-girlfriend that lived at this house named Shanna.
Okay.
I'm like, hey, Shanna, do you want a trip? Shanna's like, sure. What's it going to do? And I was like, well, here. I said, just put your tongue out. And I was like, Ben, give her a couple drops. So Ben gave her a couple drops.
Okay, we ran into some technical difficulties here. We'll get back to the conversation. This guy cannot shut up about his love and his past experiences with drugs, and I fucking love it. But I'll take the time right now to talk about the network. All Week with Kyle Ballen, new episodes every tomorrow. We've been dropping more episodes of 22/7, the show, exclusively on Spotify. You can listen to it for free if you are listening to this on another streaming service. Hit the link in the bio. We got a playlist there as well called 22 and Counting. The whole reason why this network is here, and a big reason why the network is here also, is because of books. What the fuck you're reading? I'm very, very happy that we're having this conversation again based off the question, what the fuck you reading? It's beautiful. The best show on the network. Let's get back to the conversation.
It's starting to get daylight out, and all of a sudden I hear some laughing. Laughing starts, giggling in the bedroom, and she comes out. And she rubs her, like, ribs on my leg, and she meows at me like a cat, and purrs. And I'm like, what in the world? I was like, oh, that's crazy. Yeah. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, I'm not going to do LSD.
To be honest,
I'm going to stick to the mushrooms. I'm going to stick to the mushrooms. No LSD for me. I'm not trying to become no pussycat right now, okay? For real. I wouldn't be able to handle this.
Yeah. You don't want to meow and rub on your friend's leg or something.
Dude, mushrooms.
Well, here's the other thing, though. Okay, so my friend I have another friend named Edgar that sold shrooms. And he had this Tupperware with a bunch of mushrooms in it. A couple pounds, right? And it got down to where it was all crumbs left, about a quarter pound of crumbs and mushy, like, basically cow shit residue. All this black stuff, right? He's like, that's the good stuff right there. He showed it to me. I was like, let's do some. He's like, let's do all of it. That trip off that quarter pound of mushrooms, because he only needed, like, you know, a 16th and an 8th to trip off of his mushrooms that he had at that during that time. Like, he could have put it on, like, a hamburger, a couple of them, and ate it and trip fine, you know? But we took a whole QP of... Mm-hmm. And so we eat this, we drink this tea. By the time I drank the fourth cup, I could feel the warmth of it hit my tongue, go down my throat, down my esophagus, through my stomach, wiggle, 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 through some little space somewhere between my middle of my chest and down through past my belly button into my kidney, through whatever. And I had to piss. And I felt it do the whole, I felt the whole trace of it.
I believe that.
I'm like, dude, I got to piss. I felt it go all the way through. Like, by the time I drank the fourth cup, I was already tripping. Yeah, by the time I drank the fourth cup, I was already tripping like that. Then we ate all the mush, too. We ate all the stuff that was left in the tea kettle.
I'm not surprised.
Like, tablespoon scoop after tablespoon. And we each got about 4.5 tablespoons of this huge pile of mushy stuff out of the tea kettle. We ate it. And then when we started tripping, everything I saw was multiplied by... rainbow colors, if that makes sense. Like, if I was looking at you, just sitting there, the colors of the rainbow, you would be multiplied by that. I've seen signs, symbols, and, like, different things that are similar to, like, what it was like that day when I was tripping.
Yeah.
I mean, I actually met with Edgar about 4 months ago, and I bought him a coffee and a sandwich at a shop because he doesn't live in the town I'm in. He lives actually, like, almost 5 hours away, and he showed up and texted me through Facebook, and I hadn't seen him for years and years and years, so we wasn't met. And I actually brought up that story, you know.
No, that's a.
And he kind of remembered it.
A phenomenal story, and yeah, I don't think I've met anyone in my life that, like, had admiration for drugs, and, like, it just feels as if it was such a big part of your life, and you really leaned into it completely, you know? You leaned into it completely. It got to a point where, you know, you had to get sober, and I feel as if you're not...
Yeah.
It's not as if, like, you're super proud of telling these stories, but you don't have no regrets. I can hear it in your voice. Is that...
No, right? No. The war stories are amazing. We call them war stories, right?
Like,
when you talk about drug stories, they're considered war stories. But war stories, you know, you were fighting your demons.
What? War stories? I never
that's
heard
what they're
that.
Called.
But that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah. That's what it's called. It's called a war story. When you talk about your past life after you changed, you're talking about your war stories. It's what you were fighting against and fighting for, or whatever you want to say. Yeah, if you look up the terminology war story, they're probably going to talk about it in a figurative sense, where, like, somebody that's been in war, and they talk about, like, being down in the foxhole, and, like, a bomb comes, or they don't usually talk about having to shoot kids in Vietnam, you know, the older dudes that are, like, in their mid-60s and older. Like, kids would come out with, you know, SKSs or whatever kind of guns they gave them out of, like, random holes in the in Vietnam times, you know what I mean?
That's a lot of storytelling.
Yeah, so...
I'm grateful, man. I'm grateful that you're able to share that much and educate me about, you know, your life and your experiences and, like, your philosophies behind drugs and whatnot. That was super cool. And, you know, if it wasn't for you, I'd probably actually attempt doing LSD, but there's no chance I'm doing LSD anymore. I don't even want to. I'm going to stick to the shrooms and the weed, you know, the stuff that comes, you know, from the ground. Still kind of...
Yeah, stick to your more natural stuff.
Yeah. That's me, man.
Especially with the chemicals that they have out there now. You never know what somebody might smoke a sheet of acid in to try to get people more addicted or something so they can sell more, maybe. You know, so there could be some poison or something on there. You don't need it, you know what I mean?
Exactly, bro, exactly. Well, thanks a lot for those book recommendations earlier.
Didn't you have a question to ask me? Because we haven't got to it yet.
I did. I asked you what the fuck you read.
Oh, no, you did ask me. It was the book. It was about the book. Never mind.
No,
The Hot Zone. Look up The Hot Zone, for real.
Yeah, man.
Look up The Hot Zone, for real.
It's beautiful.
It's not a very expensive book, and it's a good read. You'll read it really fast.
That's it. Another episode of What the Fuck You Reading Gone just like that. If the episodes on the network weren't so short, I'd keep giving you the conversations, okay? But this guy just took the whole episode, and I think he deserved it. I think he deserved it. He had a lot to say. He gave us a quality read. He described why it was a quality read. Just give this guy the floor and let him do what he wanted to do, and that's stopping me from doing LSD. And this is why you gotta be open with people, all right? Give the people the truth, because you'll get the truth back. Speaking of which, again, the network all week with Kyle Bowen, new episodes every tomorrow. Go check out the playlist. I put the link in the bio below. We've updated that playlist every Sunday with 22 songs for 364 consecutive weeks. 420 is when today. Today, enjoy yourself. My name, Kyle Bowen. Shout out to Books. Have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. We don't know when you're listening to this, but we appreciate it. Peace.